Welcome to the Rapid Learning Audio Tutorial Series, Introduction to Molecular Cell Biology. Learning Objectives. By completing the audio tutorial, you'll learn about the basics of cell biology, understand the fundamentals of molecular biology, grasp cellular organization and biochemistry, learn how cells communicate with one another, and learn how these concepts underlie the advanced concepts that are included in the cancer and immune systems. Molecular cell biology. It encompasses the basis of cell biology, which includes internal cell organization, cytoskeleton cell signaling, and molecular biology. Let's look at these briefly. Basic cell biology includes a discussion of macromolecules. These includes proteins, lipids, and DNA. It also includes genes, chromosomes, biological chemistry, and basic cell biology. MCB, which is the abbreviation for molecular cell biology, also introduces the concepts of internal cell organization. This includes cellular energetics, membrane transport and structure, as well as cellular compartments. MCB will also talk about cytoskeleton and cell signaling. These include cell communication, signaling, cell division, and cell cycle, as well as cytoskeleton and cell motility. Finally, cell signaling is involved in apoptosis, also known as programmed cell death. Finally, molecular biology. Molecular biology includes recombinant technology, DNA structure and regulation, transcription, translation, and genomics. This tutorial series will also include special topics, which are immunology and cancer. Let's look at the basics of cell biology. In this segment of the audio tutorial, we'll talk about the cell, the chemical foundations, macromolecules, protein structure and function, and genes as well as chromosomes. What is molecular cell biology? In a nutshell, MCB, molecular cell biology, is addressing biological questions on the molecular level. These will include how cells are alike and different, on the molecular level as well as on the gross morphological level. It also includes protein structure and function, DNA structure and function. It encompasses molecules that are similar yet different between cells or systems. MCB also covers cancer and immunology. The cell. The cell is the basic structural unit of an organism. It's the smallest living unit of the human body, and they're formed from pre-existing cells. There are several different types of cells in the human body, such as nerve, blood, muscle, and fat cells. Chemistry and biochemistry. Atoms are the basis of life. They're made up of protons, neutrons, and electrons. The electrons that travel around the nucleus may be shared to make chemical bonds. Atoms that are important for life include carbon, hydrogen, phosphorus, nitrogen, and oxygen. These atoms are all part of more complicated molecules, such as proteins in the form of amino acids or nucleotides. Organic and inorganic chemicals such as water and salts in turn comprise cells, and life is built from the cells. Let's turn our attention to biological macromolecules. A macromolecule are large molecules made up of smaller units called monomers. Monomers may be identical or different. The major biological macromolecules include proteins, nucleic acids, such as found in DNA, carbohydrates, also commonly called sugars, and lipids, of which fat is an example. Let's turn our attention first to carbohydrates. Carbohydrates have carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen atoms. They include simple sugars having 3 to 7 carbon atoms to very complex polymers. Carbohydrates are stored in the muscle and liver as glycogen and as glucose in the blood. The general equation for carbohydrates is C, for carbon, carbon sub X, parentheses H2O, closed parentheses, Y, where X and Y represent the numbers of carbon and H2O molecules respectively. Proteins. Proteins are linear polymers formed by linking the alpha carboxyl group of one amino acid to the alpha amino group of another amino acid via a peptide bond. The regular repeating part is called the backbone. The variable part is made up of side chains. The molecular weight of most proteins is between 5,000 and 220,000 grams per mole. Lipids. Lipids are amphiphilic, which is a compound having a large organic cation or anion which possesses a long unbranched hydrocarbon chains. Examples of common lipids include phospholipid, triglyceride, and cholesterol. Lipids serve as structural components of cell membranes. They're also important as signaling molecules and can be used to store energy in living organisms. Fat is a subgroup of lipids. These are called the triglycerides. Genes and chromosomes. Genes are sections of the DNA that code for a protein. There are many genes within a DNA or chromosome molecule. For instance, if we look at human chromosome 16, we'll notice that when they're stained, there are stripes. These stripes are known as bands, and they indicate gene locations. There are 90 million base pairs in chromosome 16 alone. These code for dozens and dozens, perhaps hundreds, of genes. Let's take a look at molecular biology, DNA, structure function, gene expression and regulation, recombinant DNA technology, and genomics. Let's start by examining the DNA structure. On its exterior surface, the double helix of DNA has two deep grooves between the ribose phosphate chain. These two groups are of unequal size and are called the major and minor grooves. The difference in their size is due to the asymmetry of the deoxyribose rings and the structurally distinct nature of the upper surface of a base pair relative to the bottom surface. In a DNA double strand, the helix forms. The DNA strands are said to be antiparallel. They're held together by hydrogen bonds. These hydrogen bonds form between the DNA base pairs, that is, the adenine-thymine bonding and the guanine-cytosine bonding. The backbone is made up of sugar phosphate. The DNA double helical strand is approximately 2 nanometers wide. One turn equals about 10 base pairs, which is equal to 3.4 nanometers. Let's look at DNA deoxyribonucleic acid. A double-stranded polymer is made up of the linear arrangement of nucleotides. Nucleotides consist of a phosphate group, a sugar, a deoxyribose, and a nitrogen base. There are four types of bases in DNA: adenine, guanine, thymine, and cytosine. Adenine only binds to thymine, and cytosine only binds to guanine. The order in which these bases are linked form the genetic code. How does DNA function? In eukaryotes, the nucleus has the genetic material, the DNA, and proteins. Mitochondria and chloroplasts both have DNA, and both are known to carry some genetic information. Recombinant DNA technology and transgenic organisms are direct evidence that DNA is the source of genetic information. DNA, the sequence of the DNA and its genes, match the phenotype of an organism. Mutagenesis studies using UV, that is ultraviolet radiation, has a strong mutagenic effect at 260 nanometers. This matches the absorption spectrum of DNA, but not of protein. In the beginning, it wasn't clear whether DNA or protein was the source of genetic information. DNA absorbs at 260 nanometers, while protein does not. If a cell was irradiated with UV radiation, a mutated phenotype was seen. This corresponded to the absorption spectrum of DNA, not of protein. DNA replication is said to be semi-conservative. This means that one parent DNA strand is in each of two new molecules. Let's take an overview look of DNA replication. We'll look at this in more detail in the module that is specific to DNA replication. For now, let's look at it as an overview. In DNA replication, step 1, a helicase unwinds the parental double helix. 2, single-stranded binding proteins stabilize the unwound parental DNA. 3, the leading strand is synthesized continuously in the 5' to 3' direction by DNA polymerase. 4. The lagging strand is synthesized discontinuously. Primase synthesizes a short RNA primer, which is extended by DNA polymerase to form an Okazaki fragment. And in step 5, after the RNA primer is replaced by DNA, which requires another DNA polymerase, the DNA ligase joins the Okazaki fragments to the growing strand. From genes to proteins, how do we get there? Genes store the genetic information as nucleotide bases in a specific sequence. Genes function through proteins and RNAs. The information on genes is converted into the functional unit of proteins through transcription and subsequently through translation. So the information flow goes like this. You have a piece of DNA, which a gene resides in or upon, depending on your perspective. The DNA is transcribed. It's transcribed into RNA, typically messenger RNA. The messenger RNA is translated into a protein, so the message is translated into a protein. So it goes from genes, transcription, to RNA, which is translated into the protein. Let's look at transcription in more detail. RNA copies information from the DNA template via base pairing mechanism. For example, adenine on DNA is read as uracil on RNA. Thymine on DNA is read as A or adenine. Cytosine on DNA is G or guanine on RNA, and G on DNA is cytosine on the RNA. Take a close look at base pairing between a DNA template and its RNA product. It's worthwhile to draw some sequences and transcribe them yourself. In the next step, we're going to look at translation. Likewise, once you've transcribed your sequence, it's useful to translate it into a protein. tRNA, also called transfer RNA, are small RNA molecules. They're used in protein synthesis. It has an anticodon and carries an amino acid. The anticodon complements the codon on the messenger RNA. Ribosome is made up of several smaller proteins and is responsible for protein synthesis. It brings together the mRNA, tRNA, and rRNA molecules and catalyzes the synthesis of the protein. RNA translation is the process in which the messenger RNA sequence is translated into a protein. The genetic code. DNA is made up of adenine, guanine, cytosine, and thymine. A codon is a 3-nucleotide sequence that codes for an amino acid. There are 3 codons that signal stop transcription. A codon is made up of 3 nucleotide sequences, for instance, G, C, A, guanine, cytosine, adenine. This sequence codes for alanine. Alanine is represented by a single letter, A. All amino acids are designated by single letters. For instance, alanine, A, arginine, R, and so forth, okay? So a codon will have 3 nucleotides, GCA, for alanine. The genetic code is said to be degenerate. That's because more than one codon can code for the same amino acid. Again, alanine. Alanine is coded for by GCA codon, GCC codon, GCG codon, and so forth. Some amino acids can have 6 different codons coding for them. There are 3 stop codons. These are worth committing to memory. The stop codons are UAA, UAG, and UGA. You'll notice in this that all the first letters, the first nucleotide, in this case uracil, are the same, U. And 2 of these 3 have the second one the same, UA. It's UAA, UAG, and UGA. That's because the third codon is wobbly. There's flexibility in the third position. We'll cover this more when we look at proteins' structure and function. This is called the wobble hypothesis. For now, suffice it to say that a codon is made up of 3 nucleotides. Mechanisms of gene regulation. In prokaryotes, not eukaryotes, genes are organized into functional groupings called operons. Operons consist of 2 or more adjacent coding regions that are controlled by the same transcription factors. The genes in an operon are transcribed together, sometimes as a single mRNA that is cleaved before translation. In this event, when there's more than one gene transcribed together, it's referred to as polycistronic. Gene regulation in prokaryotes continued. In prokaryotes, the control of gene expression has 2 levels, that is, at the mRNA level and at the protein level. The mRNA level is mainly transcriptional control, and this is through operons in prokaryotes. But it can also include antisense regulation of mRNA stability. Antisense RNA, abbreviated aRNA, inhibits translation of mRNA. This is a way to control gene expression. The operon transcriptional control is the main control level in prokaryotes. However, control at the protein level also occurs and primarily involves degradation of the protein. Let's look at gene expression in eukaryotes. Gene expression in eukaryotes is also determined by regulation of transcription. Remember, eukaryotes have the added benefit of a nucleus, that is, the genes, the DNA, is separated from the cell milieu. However, in prokaryotes, remember, they're not separated, so transcription and translation often occur simultaneously in a prokaryote. In eukaryotes, this isn't possible because of the nuclear membrane. Transcription occurs within the nucleus. Translation occurs in the cytosol. That means it has to be exported, the mRNA, from the nucleus in order for it to be translated in the cytosol. Promoters are DNA elements that precede a gene and bind transcription apparatus. Other DNA elements in eukaryotes bind to a repressor to decrease expression or an enhancer, which increases expression. Expression of a particular gene is different depending on the cell type. For instance, genes in a muscle cell are expressed, while those same genes in a neuron won't be expressed. Remember that all the cells of the eukaryotic organisms has the complete set of genetic information. So it's important that the muscle cell expresses muscle cell proteins, while the neuron expresses neural cell proteins. DNA damage and repair. DNA damage can be spontaneous or occur secondary to insults from exogenous chemicals and radiation. Damage must be repaired to maintain fidelity of the genetic code. A complex set of enzymes proofread DNA and repair breaks in the double helix. Types of damage may include strand breaks, single or double strand breaks, base substitutions, dimers, hydrolysis of bases, methylation, and oxidation. Following replication, if it's not repaired, you can have DNA mutations. Can also result in replication errors down the road. It can have persistent DNA damage and ultimately lead to genetic instability of the entire genome. Recombinant DNA technology. This refers to the modification of genetic elements for scientific or commercial applications. It's made possible with a variety of molecular techniques, including the use of restriction enzymes, which cut DNA at specific sites. Plasmids are circular pieces of DNA that can be manipulated and replicated to express certain cloned genes. Cloning is the process used to make an exact genetic copy of an organism. Plasmids can be used in transformation. This is a process in which the plasmids are introduced into a bacteria. And in transfection, this is the process used to introduce plasmids into eukaryotic cells. Genomics. Genomics is the study of the complete genome of an organism. Genomic DNA is isolated from organisms containing all DNA in the genome of a cell or of an organism. The DNA may be sequenced and regulatory or structural elements identified. The purpose of genomics information can be used to diagnose or predict diseases and to design treatments. In this segment of the audio tutorial, we'll talk about cell organization and biochemistry. Let's start with the cell membrane. A cell membrane is a selectively permeable structure that envelops the cell and protects the cell's internal environment. It's composed of phospholipids, which have a glycerol head. The glycerol head is hydrophilic. That means it's water-soluble or water-loving. It also has two fatty acid tails, which are hydrophobic. That is, they're water-insoluble. Membranes are held together by hydrostatic forces. Proteins may be integral, that is, span the entire membrane, or peripheral, located on the intracellular or extracellular surfaces. Membrane transport. Let's review some simple definitions that are relevant to membrane transport. Simple diffusion. It's passive transport down a gradient. The rate is determined by the molecule's permeability, size, and the concentration gradient. Facilitated diffusion. Carrier protein mediated, but does not use energy. Active transport. Uses both carrier proteins and metabolic energy. Can move molecules against an electrochemical gradient. Co-transport. Uses a carrier protein to move two molecules the same direction across a membrane without metabolic energy. For instance, one molecule, typically sodium, moves downhill while the other molecule moves uphill. In this case, downhill would be with the gradient, while uphill would be against a gradient. Finally, countertransport uses a carrier protein to move two molecules the opposite direction across a membrane, not requiring metabolic energy. Cellular energetics. There are two ways for a cell to derive energy. These include electrochemical gradients and ATP. Electrochemical gradient. This is a difference in either the number of molecules or electrical charge across a membrane that can be used to drive cellular reactions. ATP. A cell can use energy stored in ATP. ATP is generated from ADP using the breakdown of carbohydrates, fats, and proteins as sources. Let's talk now about organelles. You know that the human body has organs that have specific functions to keep the body alive, like the kidney, the liver, the heart, each having a specialized function with specialized cells. Organelles serve a similar function, but on the cellular level. Organelles have a discrete structure and specialized functions. In eukaryotic cells, there are many types of organelles. These include mitochondria, chloroplast, nucleus, endoplasmic reticulum, and many others. Organelle summary: lysosomes, waste disposal. Smooth endoplasmic reticulum. Endoplasmic reticulum is frequently abbreviated ER. So smooth ER. It's involved in the construction zones for fats and sugars. Mitochondria, energy production, ATP. Golgi apparatus, delivery center. Plasma membrane, protection, communication, exchange. Rough ER, protein construction zone. Ribosomes, construction site. Remember, we've already discussed how ribosomes are involved in protein synthesis. Nucleus, it's the cell's control center and where the genomic DNA is housed. Protein synthesis. How does the cell make a functional protein? 1. The nucleus prints out instructions using DNA. The ribosome reads the DNA instructions and synthesizes the initial protein. Now, it's important here to remember the ribosome isn't reading the DNA, it's reading the instructions, which are in the form of the messenger RNA. The rough ER edits the initial protein into its final form. Golgi apparatus tags the protein for delivery. And finally, step 5, the vesicle carries the protein to its final destination. Protein sorting. In order to perform their functions, proteins must be in the correct location. That means they have to be sorted. This occurs via two pathways. Proteins synthesized in the cytoplasm are taken up by organelle-specific receptors. Proteins synthesized in the endoplasmic reticulum are labeled with signal recognition particles on their amino terminus. The proteins then travel to the Golgi apparatus. From the Golgi apparatus, proteins are carried in vesicles to the organelle that has been determined by their SRP. Intracellular vesicular traffic. Proteins packed in vesicles are carried to various organelles. Some proteins are targeted to the cell membrane, such as receptors. Others are targeted to lysosomes, secretory vesicles, and peroxisomes. Once a vesicle reaches the organelle designated by the SRP, its membrane fuses with the organelle's membrane and releases its contents. Cell communication. In this segment of the audio tutorial, we'll talk about cellular communication and signaling. We'll also talk about the cytoskeleton and motility. And finally, we'll talk about the cell cycle, cell division, and programmed cell death, also known as apoptosis. Cell communication. Cells in an organism communicate with each other through a variety of mechanisms. These include electrical signals, gap junctions, surface receptors, and endocrine. Let's look at each one of these individually. Electrical signals. Neurons and heart myocytes communicate with electrical signals. These are called action potentials. Gap junctions link cells with tight intercellular connections that allow passage of molecules between their cytoplasm. Surface receptors. Proteins on the surface of adjacent cells combine to each other and transmit signals. Endocrine. Proteins can be released by one cell and bind to a receptor on the surface of another non-adjacent cell. Signaling and gene expression. receptors on a cell's surface binds to a specific molecule and sets off a cascade of reactions. These amplify the signal and can alter gene expression. Some molecules, such as steroid hormones, pass directly through the cell membrane and go to the nucleus and interact with DNA to regulate gene expression. Cytoskeleton and cellular motility. The cytoskeleton gives cells structure and is composed of three types of fibers: actin, microtubules, and intermediate filaments. Actin. It's composed of actin polymers, important for cellular locomotion and contraction of muscle cells. Microtubules, composed of tubulin polymers, important for vesicle motility and separation of chromosomes during cell division. Intermediate filaments, composed of proteins such as keratin and laminin, important for cell adhesion and signaling. Cellular motility. Ciliary motion. Cells move by a whip-like motion of cilia on the cell's surface. An example of this kind of movement is found in sperm. Amoeboid movement. This is a mechanism where cells move forward by continual formation of cell membrane at the leading edge and continual absorption of membrane at the mid and rear portions. An example of this is the movement of white blood cells from the blood into tissue. Cell cycle and programmed cell death. The cell cycle is a scripted sequence of events that cells undergo to duplicate their genetic material and divide into daughter cells. Apoptosis is the process of programmed cell death. It's used to remove damaged cells or unneeded cells. Cell division, mitosis. It's composed of five phases: interphase, prophase, metaphase, anaphase, and telophase. Interphase, duplication of genetic material. Prophase, condensation of chromatin into chromosomes. Metaphase, binding of chromosomes to mitotic spindle. Anaphase, separation of chromosomes into opposite sides of the cells. Telophase, reformation of the cell and nuclear membranes. Advanced topics. In this segment of the audio tutorial, we'll introduce the basis of cancer and immunology. What is cancer? Cancer is a general name for over 100 medical conditions that involve the uncontrolled proliferation of cell growth. Some cancers have a genetic basis, while others are caused by environmental conditions. Many cancers are a result of predisposing factors and a combination of environmental stimulus. Oncogenesis and tumors. Oncogenesis is the process leading to the formation of a tumor. A tumor is tissue composed of cells that deviate from the normal process of cell division and differentiation. What are the causes of oncogenesis? There are four broad causes of oncogenesis. 1. Exposure to mutagens or radiation. 2. Tumor viruses. 3. Spontaneous gene or chromosome mutation. And 4. Genetic predispositions. Immunology. Immunology is the ability of immune cells to recognize specific targets, and it's driven by DNA. Receptor and antibodies generated from the same genome, but rearrangement and mutation of the DNA results in an infinite number of binding sites on the ends of an antibody. These are the antigenic recognition sites. Tips for studying molecular biology. Approach each section individually. For instance, master your understanding of DNA before moving on to transcription. Take some time to practice transcribing DNA into RNA and then translating mRNA into an amino acid. Review general textbooks for additional information. Learn vocabulary words quickly for understanding to make use of it later. make flashcards if needs be, and also make your own cheat sheets. Keep up with the work. Each section of molecular biology builds on prior knowledge. Always ask for help. Don't be afraid to seek it out early. Find an instructor, a TA, tutor, or friend. Learning summary. Molecular biology is the study of the replication, transcription, and translation of genetic material within a cell. The most basic structural or functional units of an organism is the cell. DNA is transcribed into RNA, which is translated into protein. Cancer is the growth of cells without regard to cellular signals. Membranes are composed of a phospholipid bilayer with embedded proteins, which separate cells into distinct compartments. Cells communicate with each other, and those signals are amplified and can regulate gene expression. Cell division has 5 stages: interphase, prophase, metaphase, anaphase, and telophase. Questions. Review. The basic structural unit of an organism. This is the cell. In terms of solubility, lipids are said to be amphiphilic. The process of DNA being copied into RNA is called transcription. And what's it called from RNA into protein? That's translation. A 3-nucleotide sequence specifying an amino acid. It's the codon. Passive transport. The rate is determined by the molecule's permeability, size, and concentration gradient. What kind of diffusion is this? This is called simple diffusion. Congratulations on completing Introduction to Molecular Cell Biology. For more audio and visual tutorials, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. And thank you.